Well, if you joined us last week, you know that Brooke Stockburger has moved on, and there's a new managing editor at the Las Cruces Bulletin. I'm pleased to have with us in studio that man, Marty Racine. Marty, it is good to have you here.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Tell me a little about your background. I know you've been in journalism for decades.
Yes, decades, and that does date me. I was the editor at the Ruidoso News in the early 2000s. Before that, I was a music critic, actually, at the Houston Chronicle for about 22 years and a feature writer there. And so I retired in 2011, or so I thought, and I enjoyed it, doing nothing for a change. And then I moved to Las Cruces last year with my wife, and that just got me interested in writing again, and I approached Richard Coulthart, the publisher at the Bulletin, and I knew him and several of the other people there. And they said, come on in and perhaps freelance, which I did. I did some football games for NMSU, et cetera, some music.
And now you're the managing editor. Well,
yeah.
And it's great to have you here. We got a lot to go through this week. You know, I want to start with the legislative session. This is always big news for our community that, as you know, has a lot more state employees than the average nationally. And capital outlay is important to our local communities. Tell me about this.
Well, Mike Cook wrote a story about county and city capital outlay requests. A keyword request.
That's right.
Especially with the budget problems this year. But among the city requests is money for the Brannigan Cultural Center and money for the fire station number 2. I could go into details, but we probably don't have that much time. Also, fire station number 3, money to purchase and install 30 replacement mobile data terminals and police units, and money for additional body cameras for uniforms.
Sounds like they're doing public safety, because those are the kind of things that are really essential and probably more likely as well to get approved. There's another proposal in the legislature for something: automatic voter registration. So you get that driver's license and automatically, unless you opt out, you are registered to vote. And you have a column about this week.
We do. Michael Swickard, who is a regular columnist on page 7 of the opinion section tomorrow, has a column. It's a pretty good column about that. He is against it. And my initial reaction is I'm against it, too. But, you know, there's two sides to that.
Absolutely. So, you know, in Australia, it's not only automatic voter registration, it's automatically it's mandatory to vote. It's a responsibility of citizenship. So this is very interesting stuff. We're probably going to hear a lot more about this as we go through the next 4 years of, let's say, unpredictable national politics.
Unpredictable is right.
Yeah.
I do think when you go from to mandatory, that's my problem with it. It might not be far behind from automatic. So we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Speaking of elections, school board election, we actually on KRWG-TV tonight have two forums, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock tonight. And you have a story about the school board election.
Yes, we have a news box that talks about places where you can vote, both early voting and election day is February 7th. And then we have a package of the individual candidates' profiles on their 7 candidates in the 3 districts that are being contested.
Yeah, and it's so important to know a little bit about them. That's why we did these forums that air tonight. And only one incumbent, Maria Flores, in District 3. So really interesting. Finally, for the love of Art Month, I have about 30 seconds. It's not enough to talk about a month's worth of events, but it's a big deal every year.
And that's our arts and entertainment lead story.
Cover.
And a brief schedule on what's coming up and where you can go to find more information.
I always look forward to that because there's so much going on, and the Bulletin does an amazing job of giving you a calendar of events and everything that's happening. Marty Racine. He is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he'll be with us every Thursday here on KRWG. Marty, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for inviting me.